Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Asia. May I please have your zip code?
61853.
That was 61853?
Yes.
May I please have your first and last name?
This was done under Michael Palazzolo, P-A-L-A-Z-Z-O-L-O.
And what's the last name?
Palazzolo, P-A-L-A-Z-Z-O-L-O.
The zip code is 61853.
Yes.
Give me just a moment while I try to locate an account with the name on it. I've tried the zip code and also that phone number, and nothing has pulled up underneath one of those. How may I help you?
So my husband got an email saying that he could get a prize from Sam's Club. So he answered it, and he paid for shipping of some bogus item. All of a sudden, we're being charged $56.95 a month. We did the thing with the bank to say this isn't, we did not approve of this. It's not going to happen. They were in the middle of fixing this, and I see another charge for $56.95.
Okay, so I'll have to try to locate an account for you. Do you know which item it was?
No, stop. 217-714-7520.
Okay, what are you reading out to me?
That's my husband's phone number. 217-714-7520. It was done through his email. I can give you his email.
I have it here. And for security purposes, could you please verify the address on the account? Also, the email, the zip code that I have is 61822. I'm sorry, you can go ahead.
The address is 489 County Road 2675 North Muhammad, Illinois, 61853.
Thank you for the information. I do see where someone entered into a sweepstakes to win the tablet. This is where you enter into a sweepstakes after 48 hours. All of this information is included within those terms and conditions at the day of purchase. It does state that all of our customers have 48 hours to call in to get it canceled out. If we do not receive that call.
When I tried to call in, this number did not work.
Okay, we're open 24 hours, 7 days a week. I'm not sure why it wasn't working.
Four different times to call this number. So this needs to be canceled, and the one that was just charged yesterday needs to be deleted.
Okay, you said that you disputed the charges with your card company, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so what I can do for you today, I do want to let you know a dispute is only a temporary refund until they do an investigation. And your cardholder cannot override our terms and conditions, so they will do a chargeback on your account. But what I can do for you today, being that we did not receive a call to get the account canceled out within those 48 hours, I can provide you with a 50% refund, which is a total of $28.47.
All right. Just get it done and make sure this is canceled.
Okay, so also being that you stated that you disputed your charge, what you will have to do is call back with the bank on the line. So they're able to drop that dispute. So whichever agent you speak with, it may be me again, I'm not sure, they can go ahead and issue you that refund.
What a bogus bunch of crap. Just make sure this is canceled, like now.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and get the account canceled out and also notate your account as well. But give me just a moment. Okay, I do have your cancellation number. Just let me know when you're ready for it.
Now.
That number is 259-45-3772. The number again is 259-45-37-72. And is there anything else that I could assist you with today?
No, thank you. And I know it's not your fault. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great one.